Data Hip Hop album review, A Tribe Called Quest. We got it from here. Thank you for your service. Before we get into the review, make sure you go check out the Swisher Sweets channel and check out the Damone Tyrell interview since day one. They got a dope series going on over there. Damone was part of it. And we're featured on the Swisher Sweets channel as well with What It Mean. All your boys plus Damone Tyrell was on there too.
That's
so and so that, oh yeah, and the whole, that's what I'm saying, man, the whole crew, everybody that you see in Denny Hip Hop, like, it's everybody. So go check it out because it's really dope. And it's not even that long, man. It's like 2 minutes.
Dead in Hip Hop.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. I got you. No,
don't make my mistake.
We are
Midnight Marauders.
Hey, I'm not Ken. And if I did listen to the wrong one, I will politely escort myself.
My bad.
Hey, my bad. You know it's happened at least twice. So it's
if y'all haven't seen it, what they need to go see to see Ken do that.
Shit, so what review was that?
Nolan the Ninja.
Right. Go check that shit out.
Let's go. Whatever, we ain't got time to talk about old shit. Okay.
And joining us in the review, if you follow other things, Dead End, part of the Dead End Sports team, the homie 12 Kyle.
Oh yeah, I'm on podcast, the 12 Kyle podcast. You can find it on Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud. Yeah, VZ, we did a review of Illadelph Half-Life, the 20-year anniversary of that, so that's pretty dope, so check it out. So yeah, check it out. Man, it's good to be back here, man, with y'all fellas.
Good to have you back, man.
Yeah, we see you Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Hey, look, every Tuesday, you know, me, it's him, it's him, and that one, not that one. He don't do sports. But us four, man, you know, we do Dead End Sports every Tuesday, so if you ain't know, now you know, go check us out, man. We got a YouTube, too. Go check everything out. We dope over there, too. Yes, but going back into the review, we're gonna do a little something, you know, we're gonna put the pressure on the newbie.
Okay.
So how you felt, man? How you felt? Because I know you part of the Tribe Called Quest era.
Yeah, man. I when I got word that the album was coming out, like, I was nervous. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, I remember the Love Movement. And the Love Movement for me, beats wise, I loved it, but lyrically I thought they mailed it in. And so when I got word of it, then my next question was, okay, we're gonna get real verses from Fife. Because I'm a huge Fife fan. And so when I got it and I heard that we were getting real verses from Fife, I was excited. But I still was still a little bit of trepidation as to, you know, how the album was actually gonna sound. Then when I saw like the track listing and the guest spots, and I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a minute, you got 3,000 on here? You got Kendrick? You know, that's weird because Tribe rarely goes outside of their camp for other lyricists. So once I got a chance to listen to the album, and I loved it. I loved it from top to bottom. I thought the album flows. I thought the production was crazy. I'm a huge Fife fan, so for me, it was bittersweet hearing Fife's voice again, but I thought the album was incredible. I think this was, I told somebody, I said, I thought that this album picked up where Midnight Marauders left off. Beast Rhymes and Life was okay, but things started to kind of go apart. Like I said, the Love Movement, I think lyrically they mailed it in, but this album, I think, picked up right where Midnight Marauders left off, and I loved it, top to bottom.
You know, listening to this, right, like, I kind of felt like you. I was like, oh, well, you know. And I already know. Look, I'm probably going to put my foot in my mouth a couple times because Tribe Called Quest doesn't ring, like, for me like that. Mm-hmm. Because I know, right?
Hold on. You good?
Right? Okay. Because I did my due diligence a while ago and went back and listened to Tribe just based off of respect. Like, let me go back and listen to it. And I respect them for their work, but like a lot of older artists, when they still make music, a lot of times it takes me back to the time that they were making music. And this project didn't do that. This project felt like it was 2016 version of them, which I appreciated right off the bat. And I don't know if you got it off of Apple Music, but on mine, it didn't show any of the guest features. So you know me, like, I got a new thing where I don't even want to look at it. I just listen. And just for the experience. So when I heard Andre, then I heard Kendrick, and then Fife and Busta, I'm like, okay, who's who? Like, right. Like they was messing with me a couple times because I didn't know who was who. And then when I look at my phone, I'm like, the fuck? Ain't nobody featured. Like, it started messing with me, like, yo, what's going on? But then I had to go do some research and I figured everything out, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is really dope. but it doesn't pull any type of nostalgic feelings for me. So I don't know if I'll go back to it. But I agree with you. I think it's a really good project. I enjoy the beats. I enjoy the rhymes. I enjoy the fact that they added a Kendrick. I like the fact Andre killed his thing. Some of the subject matter, I like that. But it's just not my type of hip hop. So I don't know if I'm gonna go back and listen to it like that. But I know that there is a specific time and place for this. So like if I'm chilling with more mature folks, you know what I'm saying, that aren't necessarily hip hop heads, and I know I can't play that super ghetto ratchet shit around, you know what I'm saying, and it's not that type of throw this on, you know what I'm saying, just like Odyssey the Odd Tape, you know what I'm saying, that's a go-to. I throw that on, you know what I'm saying, everybody's good, ain't nobody gonna get hype, ain't nobody gonna try to wanna fight, ain't nobody gonna do none of that, you know what I'm saying, like, this is a really good project, and for me, that's how I see it, how I would go back to this project, but for me, for my personal taste, like, go bumping it in the whip. If it comes on the shuffle, I won't change it. But I'm not gonna like go like, oh, I gotta listen to this Tribe.
You're not giving it that seal. It's not bumping in the whip, huh?
Not if people's with.
Okay. Both of us decided at the same time. Like you, I guess I wasn't really excited when I first heard that they was coming out with an album for some reason, because I was okay with Love Movement being their final album. So, you know, I know Ken shot me some articles about, I guess, during the making and the process of this album. So, you know, knowing that we did get some real Fife verses, I'm like, okay, cool, that's a plus, right? So then, you know, they saw the track list, and I said, okay, Andre 3000 makes sense, because I remember when they were speaking for Fife after he passed away, he was like, yeah, we wanted to do some work together. So that made sense. And that's pretty one of the best features, I think, on this album, to me, that flowed organically, opposed to, you know, Talib Kweli. And me personally, man, for some reason, even back during Beats, Rhymes, and Life, I've never really cared for Consequences. Okay, I remember when Beats, Rhymes, and Life came out, at the time, you know, we coming off of Midnight right. Waters. I'm like, who is this dude?
You know what the problem is? We never were introduced to Consequence. Consequence popped up on Beats, Rhymes, and Life, and he's on this 15 tracks, and he's on 7 of them.
Out of nowhere.
And we didn't know who he was, so you go from that to that.
But then my thing, too, with that, if you're going to bring somebody on there that's going to make me be like, oh, okay, this dude is dope as shit. Right. Like, Consequence didn't do that for me. So I understand why they got Consequence on there, because it's their final album. Busta Rhymes, you got to have him on there, because he's very staple in the starting of that group.
I kind of like how the Consequence sounded on it, though. I'm not saying like his
on this
verses.
One?
Yeah, I just like he just sounded good.
I thought he was okay on this.
Yeah, he sounded good on it. I think he did. I think he fit. They knew what they was doing when I think when they put him on. He fit, man.
Maybe just for me, never caring for him. That's what it is. I just never been a fan. I never cared for
Kyle. Now, that was another thing that kind of scared me, too, when I heard he was going to be on the album. I was like, man, I hope he's not alone.
When I saw he was on there, it makes sense. So, starting off with Space Program, that shit. Wow, like that. For a good minute, I kept repeating that song. Like, I didn't even get to We Are the People. We the People. It just brought that particular track brought that great nostalgic, like, fun Tribe with a message type of feel. So I definitely was feeling that. I think opposite, well, you know how we always be like, you know, thank God we didn't review this because I would have been bashing. I think if we would have reviewed this earlier, I would have been praising it. I think after the hype then calmed down, I kind of, you know, got some time to sat with it. This is a solid album. It's not, I wouldn't say it picked up where Midnight Marauders left at, per se, but overall, I do think this album was pretty solid. I thought the solid wall of sound was dope. Mm-hmm. I mean, for them to throw that extra Elton John feature in there, and then how Busta Rhymes and Fife was kind of playing off their what's that name?
Patois, bah.
Oh, that's what it is.
It's Patois.
Patois.
Is it always Patois, no matter if you're?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm asking.
It's a Caribbean. From what I understand.
Right. So it's automatically just Patois. Right?
I mean, I don't know. I'm black. I don't know.
Caribbean lives don't matter.
It's Creole if you're Haitian, but everything else is
Okay. I thought that was dope how they both of them were playing off of that, because that's like their origins up there. This generation was dope. I like how they tied in from their old roots to, you know, touching into the new generation of artists that I think they're fans of and everything. Then after the Kids track with Andre was dope. Like I said, that was one of the best features I think that flowed organically as far as from someone from the outside of the crew. Melatonin and Enough kind of was like,
Melatonin was a bad spot for you?
Yeah, Melatonin. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Melatonin, Enough, and then...
Saying it right.
Right. And then the joint after that...
Just what you said.
Mobius. I thought, Mobius was dope. Again, I didn't care for consequences. I thought Busta Rhymes brought life to that track. When he came on, when the beat switch and Busta Rhymes came on, I was like, thank you, Bust, for saving this track, because Consequence was just like not doing it for me.
Destroying Consequence.
Yeah, I just never cared for him. That's, I'm sorry. Yeah. Black Spasmodic was dope. That gave me like a low end theory what type of feel. Killing Season, loved the message of it. Just didn't care for the track. What was interesting for me, I think that we got like Jerobe White, you know, on this, you know, because right. It kind of make you think like, dang, is it bittersweet that we finally on that final album we finally heard some Jerobe White verses and his verses.
Dope verses.
Yeah, I'm about to say his verses was dope as shit, better than Consequence. And moving backwards, I thought that was a Anderson .Paak song pretty much. I don't think that wasn't a good feature fit for me.
Be one Tribe and Tribe Only. You hear me?
Yeah. I think that was a good fit for me.
I do think it was a little
was that not
bit
a good fit?
Too much.
It was too much. Yeah, I think that's what
I liked his feature, but I thought it was a lot of
that was my issue.
First and hook, maybe it should have just been
I think that's what it was. It wasn't Anderson .Paak that I had a problem with. I think it was just like too much.
So it was an Anderson .Paak song. Should have been on here.
That's what it felt like. Kendrick was okay. I mean, he was okay. It wasn't like, oh my God, mind blowing. You know how Twitter and hype stuff up. I thought, but it just didn't feel like it fit organically for some reason with that feature. And then Ego and the Donald, I thought the Donald was a perfect way to kind of tribute fight. Like kind of a way of like, all right, this is our final goodbye, but we gotta say, you know, we gotta say goodbye to the fight. I thought that was, she's so stupid.
You done like lost somebody?
I mean, it was okay. I get it because it was paying tribute to fight. Right. So I get that part of it. But like sonically, it just was like, it was cool. Like nothing on here was whack, but it just nothing on here
just blew you away.
Not like the Space Program. Space Program, they started that shit off wonderful with the Space Program. I was like, shit. Like I kept repeating that song.
Maybe that's the problem.
Huh? This was a solid album. I did enjoy it. I didn't like this album.
And Tribe is your favorite group, right? Or one of your favorites?
Yeah, one of my favorites,
It's like top three or something like that, right?
Yeah,
top three for me.
Yeah.
Damn, B, I'm kind of shocked, man. By your stance on this album, I think this album is fucking fantastic. In reverse of you, like the more I listen to it, the more and more I start to pull from it. Mm-hmm. It has so many layers to it in terms of sound, in terms of messaging. The timeliness of this album is this album is beautiful, it's angry, it's creative, it's sad, it's uplifting, it's self-aware. Like, there's so much packed into this project that it's just, I'm like, how are they able to do this 18 years later? That is amazing. And to still have that same energy to them, because we all know what happened with Beats, Rhymes, and Life in the Love movie. They started to kind of fall apart. And that's why those albums sounded the way they did. They mended the fences. And I just started to read up on this album and just seeing that Fife and Q-Tip really got back together, man. They really bonded. And that's why you had what you had. And it got to a point where, you know, he did all his verses and then he died. And Q was like, he didn't even want to finish it. But he did it for Fife. And the tributes on here, I think, were touching. The way the Q-Tip and they play with sound. Like, they used every single bit of sound. Like, nothing is wasted on this album. Even the silence. And I think that was a Lost Somebody.
Yeah.
When it just stopped.
Yeah. It messed me up.
Jack White.
And then the guitar lick came back in, which repeated itself on Ego.
In another song. I can't remember what song it was. But it was the same exact riff.
Where did it come
from? So dope, man.
Yeah, I thought it was so dope.
And then interspersed throughout the album is that throughout here. It's throughout like it's throughout the whole album.
I think you hear it leading into Space Program and then you hear it again midway through.
Yeah. I know I heard it, definitely heard it.
Yeah. But Space Program, like, oh my God, man, like that song, I understand why you repeat it as much.
I couldn't stay off that shit, dude.
There's no space program for niggas.
Yeah.
How many times have we had that conversation?
Yeah.
Sitting around talking about if they go to Mars, we're gonna still be here. And they're gonna turn this into like the big project of ghetto.
Yep.
That song, and then it went into whatever we the people.
Yeah.
And whatever will be, and then this generation. How, and Fife took a shot at Mumble Rappers, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, on this generation, how he passed the torch. And think about that. If you Joey and you Kendrick and Cole.
Man, yeah.
And you on the last album. And they basically passed the torch to you.
That's a lot of pressure.
But I think they've already done their part, though.
Yeah.
They just have to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah. That's why they're getting acknowledged the way they do.
And I think that's big when you have an artist of that caliber. When they recognize that legendary status and they recognize it.
I'd stop making music. I'm gonna be able to. Yeah, but all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Five. Yeah, man. They just said my name.
Cute fucking
Tribe album.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
And then just some real old school rapper shit, man, when they just trade him
first.
Yeah.
Come on,
man. Yeah. Especially on that first song where they're all doing it.
Everybody's
coming.
Everybody's coming.
Wow.
So disappointing that you
beat. Me too. Me too. Hashtag kick BZ off again.
And the beats were jazzy, then they were aggressive at times, and then they were hard. Like, it sounds good in the headphones, it sounds good in the car, it sounds good at the house.
In your memory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, B.
Fucked up, B.
It sounds good everywhere. Like,
I gotta get off B because, like, look, this is B's favorite group, bro. He holds them at a high standard. So if it don't meet his
standard, the only song I don't like is the Anderson .Paak song. That's the only song that I don't.
Really?
The Mobius track, I co-signed with him as far as Consequence goes because I'm not as big a fan of Consequence. But I thought when Bus comes on, because he brought back the Dungeon Dragon style.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's vintage Buster. So, and when the beat switched,
he saved that song.
So it was crazy. But I think, like, you know, like what Kim was saying, like this album, sonically, they went back to even doing some of the things they're doing as far as like older samples. Because if you go back to People's Instinctive, which is their first album, Low End Theory, Midnight Marauders, that's how a lot of us, especially because I'm older, I came up on that. So when People's Instinctive, so when you say you didn't necessarily feel, I understand, because not because you're young, but
you didn't live through that.
Yeah,
it wasn't part of my hip hop foundation.
Tribe's first album came out when I was in high school, so I literally grew up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to college, Midnight Marauders comes out, and I mean, like we lost
the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Low End and Midnight Marauders like crazy. Like,
shut shit down.
Yeah, like I mean, like those are albums that you still play to this day.
Yes,
and those are vintage Tribe albums. And I think what they did was, like Ken said, I think they took pieces. At least for me, what I hear is. I hear pieces of People's Instinctive. I hear pieces of Low End. I hear pieces of Midnight Marauders. That's why I feel like the step that they took was like they just took it from there and kept going.
And that's why, like, when we listen to some of these artists, I know them, like, them guys out there, they're going to look at me like, fuck, but I didn't grow up on that.
I don't think so.
But at least you went back. Because, see, a lot of people don't go back, so they miss the boat. So if you're young and you're just now, is this the first time you've heard Tribe? You know, some of this stuff gonna fly over your head.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're talking about some of the issues that we're dealing with socially, politically. They're talking about gentrification. You know, all of that stuff.
Fishbowl.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We all in a fishbowl. I mean, so it's like it's issues that we can still, you know, deal and talk about to this day. So it's
and issues that this generation are facing as well.
Exactly.
Right. You know, and going back to the line that you said, like they're telling the kids, like, this is a fantasy. Mm-hmm. Not only is this a fantasy, but the rappers you're listening to, that's a fantasy too. Man, yo, the messaging in this album, and then, you know, just, it's just incredible, man.
Ken just said everything that I could possibly say about this album. I think it, honestly, I thought it was perfect. There wasn't a single second on this album that I thought was wasted. I loved every single song, and I had the lowest of expectations for this album. I thought it was going to be not whack, but I mean, I love Q-Tip, but I wasn't the biggest stan of his, not all of his solo projects.
Right.
And we ain't heard from Jerobi in a minute. And I didn't know, honestly, because I did no research on this. I didn't even know it was even coming out until like a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
so here, was that when they announced it, period?
That's when they announced it.
Okay, so I was like, my immediate asshole mentality that I have, I was just like, this is bullshit. You're gonna release an album, Fife dead, and y'all gonna come back with a fucking album without Fife. I'm not listening to this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought. Like, that's kind of fucked up and really disrespectful. Then I heard Fife was on the album, so I was like, okay, is this some old Tupac shit where they went and found some fucking verses in a box in his closet somewhere and like, oh, we can use these. Yeah. I'm like, okay, still whack. But then when I actually heard that Fife was flying back and forth, and I'm glad Q-Tip said that, I was like, oh, okay, so that's what they did. This actually might be interesting. It was perfect. It was just what I wanted. I agree 110% with Kyle. This was right where Midnight Marauders left off. I liked it a lot more than the last two projects they did. But the second space program started. It was dope when you listen to it the first time. When you listen to it the second time and you start picking up, it's not just about space and it's really about the displacement of poor people, the gentrification and all that. You know, like you said, there's no space program, nigga. You stuck here, nigga. Yeah. That was just really, so deep, really dope. And I forgot which one of y'all said this, but it was like, the more you listen to this, the better it gets. Yeah, and yeah, and as the album goes on, it was like, damn, it just gets better and better. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's that kind of pit in your stomach where you're like, at some point it's gonna get whack. At some point there's gonna be a song where I'm like, this is some bullshit. Never happened. It never happened. Every single song was great. And I do disagree with you a little bit, B. I didn't think any of the features were troublesome. I thought every single feature fit great. Even Talib, because when I saw Talib Kweli was on this, and I like Talib Kweli, I was just like, I don't know about him on a Tribe album. I was like, that just seems bizarre. He did his thing. He did it. You didn't think Talib was good?
I mean, he was okay. He was okay. It wasn't...
Talib was dope.
It wasn't dope. The only person I thought was dope was Andre, because I liked the way him and Q-Tip played off each other. You can tell that it was some sort of chemistry, and you know, Andre always paid tribute to Q-Tip, saying, absolutely, you know, without Q-Tip, it wouldn't be no Pharrell, it wouldn't be us. So you can tell Andre played that to his verse. So
and they wrote that song together.
Yeah.
And I think they made everybody come to the
studio. That was another thing that was key too, that everybody that recorded in Q-Tip's house in the studio. There was no outside emailing type stuff. So everything
was recorded. Send this in, like that.
It was there.
And I just thought Andre was, I just felt organically, he just fit.
But see, I got that from everybody because the genius thing that they did was they added treatment to everybody's vocals, but it wasn't like some stupid auto-tune or no dumb shit like that. So Talib didn't really sound like, it wasn't that weird, I don't want to call it nasally, but you know how Talib has that kind of tone sometimes? Yeah. That tone wasn't there. So it was just me listening and being like, okay, Talib is spitting and he sounds great. Busta, of course, you know, on the first track where he comes on, when he starts rapping, I was like, damn, Busta is really rhyming.
He had
but it wasn't that Busta. It was like, Busta's just rapping. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that was cool. I didn't know Busta was on another track. And whichever track he came back on where he was yelling, Mobius. Now that song I thought was dope because I thought Consequence did his thing. I'm not the hugest Consequence fan either, and I think a lot of that has to do with him as a person. I just don't really, I don't know him, of course, but just the things that he said. But he rapped his ass off. And then Busta comes through hollering. And the beat wasn't even like a hype beat. Right, it was mellow.
It's classic.
But it was classic hollering Busta, and it sounded so good.
God, he's trashy.
But let me go back to Killing Season real quick. I thought Kanye sounded gorgeous. Mm. I thought Kanye's hook was amazing. I loved it. And that was like you, I didn't know who was on the album either. Because the version I got didn't have the features. But when I heard the hook, I didn't know it was Kanye until I listened to the album like maybe the third time. Lost Somebody, that was a gorgeous song. Mm-hmm. And you know, it hit and it was like, wow, damn, Fife is really, he's really gone. And I was like, okay, cool. And then that moved into Moving Backwards, which was definitely one of my favorite songs in the whole album. I thought Anderson .Paak sounded amazing. And the way Fife was just like water on that beat, man. He sounded incredible. Conrad Tokyo. It was just like every song, it didn't get bad. It was like you wanted more, you know? And The Donald, that was just like, whoever said, was just the perfect send-off for Fife, you know, a 5-minute song. And then, again, it was one of those things where it hits the end and you really, that's why I asked if you shed a little bit of tear, you know, it ain't no sucker shit if you don't. You know, I felt terrible after listening to that song the first time. I was like, God damn, he's really
dead. The second
dead.
Time I heard Lost Somebody, I was like, damn. Like, cause it, I guess it's a little bit different because like I said, I'm a huge Fife fan. Like I support his Fife's solo project. So when he passed away, and I mean, obviously it came as a surprise.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it felt like, because this is somebody I've been listening to and following since high school. Yeah, it's like, so it's like, you really, like, when Fife passed, like, you really lost somebody.
Yeah.
So, like, the second time I heard lost somebody, I was like, damn, like, it really hit that he's gone. But it felt good. It was bittersweet. But it still felt good to hear his voice.
So. Yeah. But then when you hear the last song and it's just those snippets, mm-hmm. and then I forgot what they were saying before the snippets, but whatever it was like every line, I was like, God damn, this is just, and everybody came in that building to rap. Mm-hmm. Nobody had a slouchy verse, you know, and one of the people that really surprised me, I don't mean this as an insult, but one of the people that really surprised me was Jarobi.
Yeah.
Mm. I've always liked Jarobi, but I've never been like, oh man, that motherfucker is like crazy on the mic. It was always like, he just sounds great. Mm-hmm. But here, the things he was saying, the multi-layered things he was saying, like when he's talking about, I hope my legacy sticks around, something he says, they're like my feet, they got cleats on, they're cemented in the ground. It was like, damn, he's right. You know, he's always been that weird kind of lost, what's the word, like elusive tribe member, but here he came and he was just like, no, this is why I'm part of tribe, because I'm a fucking rapper.
If you're watching, man, thank you. The title says it best, man. I, like I said, as a huge Tribe fan, this is what I wanted. I think it's great that I didn't know it was coming, but I think in essence, man, Tribe did something that is hard to do. You get away from something for so long. And they did something that was, that I think a lot of fans didn't expect. They gave us a Tribe Called Quest album.
I just want to say, you know, thank you for laying some of that hip hop foundation, man, you know, for 20 years, because obviously you guys have inspired some of the people I like now. So I have to show that respect, because I wouldn't have those guys without you.
Thank you for, you know, the legacy that you, the impact you had in hip hop just as a whole, as being one of my favorite hip hop groups to ever come out. Thanks for, after 18 years, you can still come back and produce a solid album, you know, that's worth listening, you know, worth, you know, checking out. And I'm glad I wasn't like super angry. I know it came off as super maybe negative, but I, like Ryan said, I definitely hold you guys to a standard for being one of my favorite hip hop groups. So I just, in my opinion, I don't think that this was an album where I was like, oh man, like this is, you know, this is like it for me. But you know, this is still a solid album overall, and I just want, once again, just want to thank you again for being so impactful in my life growing up as a hip-hop fan. And you know, thanks for, this is a perfect send-off for Fife, so good job.
If you're watching, you know, as everybody's saying, thank you for everything. The title, mm-hmm. which was the title that Fife picked out, they don't even know what it means.
Yeah, right.
They just went with it because that's what Fife wanted. Because that's what Fife wanted.
Yeah. They just went with it because
Fife wanted.
Yeah, he wanted it. But think about how the title ties in with his death. Like, you got it from here. Thank you for your service to the group. We thank you for your service. You know, as corny as that may sound, but it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, you've impacted the world in a positive, uplifting way. And it's one thing to pop up with a surprise album. It's another thing to deliver. And I'm just thankful that I can play these with, you know, my family and kids and stuff like that. That was something when I'm sitting there working on schoolwork and I've got Tribe playing on the background. A new Tribe album.
Yeah, I echo everybody here. Thank you for, you know what? Thank you for a lot of shit. Thank you not just for making a fucking album that's, in my opinion, amazing. Not just for making an album that, you know, sounds nostalgic without sounding dated, that sounds modern without sounding trendy. Thank you for taking your time and making an album that's solid. Thank you for this being your final album, because Fife is no longer with us. So thank you for that. But thank you and Native Tongues for making it okay for black people to be weird back in the 90s. I thought she did that. Whoa. What the fuck? That's Fife saying appreciate it. Hey, man.